Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. It's just a small white envelope stuck among the branches of the tree. No name, no identification, no inscription, no nothing. Why is it there? Well, it began a few years ago. Because you see, a few years ago, I had no idea what to get my parents. They had absolutely everything that they needed or really even wanted. So what to get them for Christmas? I hate the idea of running around and getting and picking up whatever you can find and not thinking it through. The commercialism part of it. I hated having to go and buy Uncle John another ugly tie or going get Grandma that she wanted that Jean Nate stuff. I don't even think it's made anymore, but the last year that I had to go find that for, I just don't like that. I don't like the idea of just running out and getting something. A gift needs to have a thought behind it, at least in my eyes. We have a baby who is our gift. So I wanted something really, really special. What was it going to be? So I racked my brain and nothing came. And a friend of mine asked me to go to his wrestling meet. Now, I had gone to many, many, many different kinds of sporting events throughout my life. I had never been to a wrestling meet. Well, that's not quite true. In college I did, but it was different. So Todd, the young man, invited me to go. He was about 12. And it was soon before Christmas, many years ago. And so I went. And Todd's team was dressed in their burgundy and gold outfits with their headgear and their shoes and everything that matched. And then there was the other team. It was kind of a ragtag team put together. Their shoes looked like they were held together with shoestrings, many holes, many different colors. Their uniforms, well, they were lucky if they had anything that was a singlet as opposed to just shorts and a shirt. And they had no headgear. They walked on to the mat, and they lost every match. They got up, and they kind of swaggered off. And they were there. They couldn't quite grasp what was going on. My friend, Todd's dad, Dave, said to me, "I really, really wish they would have at least won one match so that they don't lose heart." You see, this team was from an inner city church that sponsored them, and they didn't have the money in order to help them buy the uniforms. They were just doing what they could. My friend Dave, he knew about coaching kids. He'd coached many little league teams of baseball and football and whatever he could find. He helped out with the band. He just loved kids. And he just was so disappointed that these young children had nothing to help them. As I sat there talking to Dave and his wife Kim, it dawned on me, I know what to get my parents. So I went the next day and went to a sporting goods store and bought a bunch of shoes and the headgear that they needed, because they didn't even have that, and sent it to that inner city church. The next day, or when Christmas came around, there was a white envelope. And I gave it to my parents and said, here's your Christmas present. The smiles were a mile wide. The gift of helping, of being challenged by the birth of the Christ child. So in the succeeding years, and many years, Christmases after that, I followed the tradition. One year I gave money to Emmaus Home, which is a United Church of Christ home that deals with developmentally disabled adults, so that they could go and have a choir concert. Another year it was at Crossroad, Fort Wayne's Children's Home, for children who were down on their luck and needed help, so that they could go to a basketball game. And then there was the time that I gave it to Heidelberg University or to Eden Seminary so that pastors could begin to learn what it means to be a pastor in their calling, that money would be available. Each and every year given in honor of my mom and my dad. That envelope became the highlight of Christmas. You see, because it was a gift given out of love and hope for someone else, challenged by the birth of a baby. And each year we would stand in wide-eyed anticipation as they would open the envelope. As AJ and Andy grew, the toys that they got gave way to more practical gifts. But the envelope was always there. Now, the story doesn't end there, as we think it might. Because, see, in March this past year, my mom died. And this year, the struggle for Christmas and to find the joy has been tough. Being in a new church causes more nerves on the first Christmas, even after being ordained many years. Things that normally just happen, well, at least I think just happen, I'm not sure are going to happen. And so the challenge of what it means to find the joy amidst the grief of my mom and of others who have lost folks this year and of illnesses, it's so... I sat here 45 minutes before the concert going, I don't have a word of hope to say. And then in the quiet of the sanctuary, with the light of the candles burning, I realized that I don't need a word of hope and joy, because it's already there. It's already been born to us in a baby, as we're challenged by this child that grows with and shares with us. So as hard as the joy, finding the joy is, it's already there. As hard as it is to find hope in this world, it's already there. Baby has already been born for us, and we're challenged to live out that hope and that joy even when we don't feel like it, and maybe especially when we don't feel like it. Because you see, you were expecting me today, this evening, to have a sermon, to have a word to share with you, and God provides. And so, this envelope is for you as well. Because in your honor, in in the honor of Grace United Church of Christ, the officers, the search committee, especially the search committee, the members of all of you and the friends. A sizable donation has been made to the United Church of Christ in your honor. Thank you for listening for God's call and discerning God's gifts. Because you see, we are challenged every day. And the baby in a manger, that baby is for us all. Maybe even more especially when we don't really feel like it. Because it says, be not afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord, our Savior. A gift given, a gift received, a challenge. Thanks be to God that a baby came so that we can be challenged in peace, hope, love,